I'd like to start off with just a prayer and just thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins and shedding your precious blood and your resurrection and promise of everlasting life and your forgiveness of sins and your mercy and grace. And in Jesus' name, amen. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of men, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you were. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of men. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid beyond a stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me. Above all, crucified, laid beyond the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me. Above all, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me. Above all.
You may be seated. Today's announcements. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers through the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and our ARC Sunday School, 4 years old to grade five, will be dismissed after the singing time. There's a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center for teachers. Many of our home groups are beginning. The ladies' group is already running on Wednesday mornings. Practicing the Way will start this week, Wednesday, September 26th. The Book of John, next Sunday, September 29th. Men's group, October 1st. And the Foundations course on Thursday, October 3rd. These are listed on the church's webpage and their sign-up sheets at the Welcome Center. Our next youth event will happen Saturday, October 19th. We're looking for helpers. If anyone's interested, they can contact the church office. The last Sunday of every month, we want to create space for prayer time. If you just want to find a place to pray or be prayed for, consider coming. It will start with 30 minutes of worship. The first one will be Sunday, September 29th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Our next soup and pie, and we all say, hooray! Our next soup and pie is Sunday, October 6th, after the morning service. There's a sign-up sheet of what you can bring at the Welcome Center. If you like prayer today, we'll have someone on the back that will be able to pray for you. That's all our announcements.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did the grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did the grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me, His word my hope secure. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be forever mine. Will be forever mine. Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you all. I need you every hour. I need you, my one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Oh God, how I need.
So teach my song to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Face, all our worries will surely fade away, and in the presence of His glorious light, we'll sing hallelujah to the one who gave His life. Come and lay your burdens down to the place where freedom is found. At the feet of Jesus, come and lay your burdens down. Come and lay your burdens down to the place where freedom is found. At the feet, at the feet of Jesus. Come and lay your burdens down. Come and lay your burdens down.
Good morning, everyone. This morning we'll be using John chapter 12 and the Psalms to guide our common prayer. I'll give everyone a moment to find their seats. Pastor Lewis again. The last one. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In adoration, verses 13 through 15. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. Why do the nations rage, and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. I have installed my king on Zion, upon my holy mountain. The one through whom and for whom all things were made, the king of the cosmos, came riding on the colt of a donkey. You, incarnate God, came not to defeat the powers of this world by means of any worldly power, but instead came in humility, conquering and overcoming death by way of your own death. Who can be compared with the Lord our God? In confession, verses 24 through 26. Very truly I tell you, Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Lord, forgive us when we fail to follow you. When caught up in sin, we fail to take sin seriously, and it devours us. Worse yet, when we take sin seriously, it becomes our focus and devours us yet again. Part of losing our lives is losing sight of ourselves altogether, losing sight of our sins, our failures, and turning to you wholeheartedly. You bore our sins in your body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By your wounds, we have been healed. Thanksgiving, verses 1 through 3. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the hometown of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So they hosted a dinner for Jesus there. Then Mary took about a pint of expensive perfume made of pure nard, and she anointed Jesus' feet with it and wiped them with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Lord, let Mary be an example to us. We thank you and praise you for your resurrection. And now we must humble ourselves, divesting ourselves of status and power. In response to your resurrection, let us fill this house, your church, with the beautiful and costly fragrance of your gospel of peace. Empower us by your Spirit to show our devotion to you, our resurrected Lord, by humbly going out into the world to bring your gospel to others. Thanks be to God, who always led us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. In supplication, verses 28 or 27 through 28. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this purpose that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. The high and lofty one who lives in eternity, the holy one, says this: I live in the high and holy place with those whose spirits are contrite and humble. I restore the crushed spirit of the humble and revive the courage of those who are repentant in heart. Lord, many of us are broken, in pain, confused, anxious, and lost. O Lord, answer our cry for help. In you we seek refuge. Hear us when we call, and hide not your face from us. We do not know what we need apart from your presence. You are not only the creator, but the sustainer of all things. You hold all things together, and you are making all things new. For the poor, the hungry, and downtrodden, Lord, have mercy. For those battling illness, afflicted of mind and body, Lord, have mercy. For those who are contrite of heart and broken in spirit, Lord, have mercy. For the next generation, the children who are a gift from you, Lord, have mercy. For our leaders, federal, provincial, and municipal, Lord, have mercy. For those you have called to minister to your church, your bride, Lord, have mercy. For your church the world over, Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Amen. As a community of Jesus followers, growing in the virtues of faith, hope, and love, let us pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you all. We will now have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning. Reading today from the word of the Lord from Psalm 31, 1 to 16. O Lord, I have come to you for protection. Don't let me be disgraced. Save me, for you do what is right. Turn your ear to listen to me. Rescue me quickly. Be my rock of protection, a fortress where I will be safe. You are my rock and my fortress. For the honor of your name, lead me out of this danger. Pull me from the trap my enemies set for me, for I find protection in you alone. I entrust my spirit into your hand. Rescue me, Lord, for you are a faithful God. I hate those who worship worthless idols. I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your unfailing love. For you have seen my troubles, and you care about the anguish of my soul. You have not handed me over to my enemies, but have set me in a safe place. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am in distress. Tears blur my eyes, my body and soul are withering away. I'm dying from grief, my years are shortened by sadness. Sin has drained my strength, I am wasting away from within. I am scorned by all my enemies and despised by my neighbors. Even my friends are afraid to come near me. When they see me on the street, they run the other way. I am ignored as if I were dead, as if I were a broken pot. I've heard the many rumors about me, and I am surrounded by terror. My enemies conspire against me, plotting to take my life. But I am trusting you, O Lord, saying, you are my God. My future is in your hands. Rescue me from those who hunt me down relentlessly. Let your favor shine on your servant. In your unfailing love, rescue me.
I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. day at a time. Sweet Jesus, it's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Oh, do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Oh, there's pushing and shouting, and it's crowding my mind. So for my sake, Lord, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, is all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. And yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.